CD 2.
This wasn't the greatest statue of Om, but it was the closest. It was down in the pit level reserved for prisoners and heretics, and it was made of iron plates riveted together. The pits were deserted, except for a couple of novices pushing a rough cart in the distance.
"It's a big bull," said the tortoise. "The very likeness of the great god Om in one of his worldly incarnations," said Brother proudly. "And you say you're him?"
"I haven't been well lately," said the tortoise,
its scrawny neck stretched out further.
"There's a door on its back," it said. "Why is there a door on its back?"
"So that the sinful can be put in," said Brother.
"Why is there another one on its belly?"
"So the purified ashes can be let out," said Brother. "And the smoke issues forth from the nostrils as a sign to the ungodly."
The tortoise craned its neck round at the rows of barred doors. It looked up at the soot-encrusted walls. It looked down at the now empty fire trench under the iron bull. It reached a conclusion. It blinked its one eye.
"People?"
it said eventually.
"You roast people in it?"
"There," said Brother triumphantly, "and thus you prove you are not the great god. He would know that of course we do not burn people in there. Burn people in there? That would be unheard of."
"Oh," said the tortoise. "Then
"It is for the destruction of heretical materials and other such rubbish," said Brother.
"Oh, very sensible," said the tortoise.
"Sinners and criminals are purified by fire in the Quisition's pits, or sometimes in front of the great temple," said Brother. "The great god would know that."
"I think I must have forgotten," said the tortoise quietly.
"The great god Om, Holy Horns, would know that he himself said unto the prophet Wallspur," Brother coughed and assumed the creased eyebrow squint that meant serious thought was being undertaken, "Let the holy fire destroy utterly the unbeliever." That's verse 65.
"Did I say that?"
"In the year of the lenient vegetable, the Bishop Creeblefor converted a demon by the power of reason alone," said Brother. "It actually joined the church and became a subdeacon, or so it is said."
"Fighting, I don't mind," the tortoise began.
"Your lying tongue cannot tempt me, reptile," said Brother, "for I am strong in my faith."
The tortoise grunted with effort.
"Smite you with thunderbolts."
A very small black cloud appeared over Brother's head, and a small, very small bolt of lightning lightly singed an eyebrow. It was about the same strength as the spark off a cat's fur in hot, dry weather.
"Ouch! Now do you believe me?" said the tortoise.
There was a bit of breeze on the roof of the citadel. It also offered a good view of the high desert. Fryett and Druna waited for a while to get their breath back. Then Fryett said,
Are we safe up here?"
Druna looked up. An eagle circled over the dry hills. He found himself wondering how good an eagle's hearing was. It certainly was good at something. Was it hearing? It could hear a creature half a mile below in the silence of the desert. What the hells? It couldn't talk as well, could it?
"Probably," he said.
"Can I trust you?" said Fryett.
"Can I trust you?"
Fryett drummed his fingers on the parapet. He said. And that was the problem. It was the problem of all really secret societies. They were secret. How many members did the Turtle Movement have? No one knew exactly. What was the name of the man beside you? Two other members knew, because they would have introduced him. But who were they behind these masks? Because knowledge was dangerous. If you knew, the Inquisitions could wind it slowly out of you. So you made sure you didn't know. This made conversation much easier during cell meetings and impossible outside of them. It was the problem of all tentative conspirators throughout history, how to conspire without actually uttering words to an untrusted possible fellow conspirator, which, if reported, would point the accusing red-hot poker of guilt. The little beads of sweat on Druna's forehead, despite the warm breeze, suggested that the secretary was agonizing along the same lines. But it didn't prove it. And for Fryett, not dying.